You sure?
Yeah.
You know what really pissed me off this weekend?
What really pissed you off this weekend?
Baby talking about a galentine.
What's wrong with galentine?
Have you, do you know what a galentine? First off, yeah. How the fuck you know what a galentine is?
Because I know shit.
I don't know. I was like, what the hell's a... I said, I'm laughing. I said, you mean valentine? She goes, no, galentine. Like,
it's where the girls get together.
I didn't know that. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That's by far the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You've never heard of gals? Like, somebody...
No, come on. Don't be stupid. Come on. Yeah, I've heard of gals, but...
So...
You can't just make up... So what the fuck are we going to have? A bro-entine?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
but guys don't fuck around with you like that.
But that's what I'm saying.
We don't even have dude dates no more.
That's what I'm saying. But Valentine's is already for the girls.
Yeah.
Why you got to extra it up and do a galentine?
Because...
That's the dumbest thing ever.
You got to think, some women, their friends don't have nobody, so now...
That's their fault.
So now they want to, you know, make them feel special.
So now you got to have my girl doing extra shit because you don't know how to keep a man?
Yeah.
That's stupid. I was so mad.
That's how girls do.
I just don't get this whole, like, everything's for the girls thing, because, like, when's the last time you seen, like, okay, Mother's Day for mm-hmm. the girls?
Right.
Valentine's, they got their birthdays.
Right.
They got whatever.
Father's Day's for the girls now, I'm joking.
And... It's like, and like my sister celebrates Father's Day because, like,
sit down.
She's like, well, but the dad ain't around, like, motherfucker, because you scared him off.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're not. You're a woman.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J.
What up? Welcome everybody back to the Bumping Gums podcast. I'm Dirty J here. My right hand man is Kevy Bear.
Who?
Kevy Bear.
No,
that's your Valentine name, Kevy Bear.
Definitely not.
Why? You don't have a pet name?
No.
No girl has ever given you a pet name.
I mean, I have, but I can't.
Well, what's your pet name? I gotta know. What's your pet name? No,
I can't.
It's just us.
I can't say it.
No, do it.
I can't say it.
Why?
Because I can't say it. No,
do it wrong. You gotta do it.
I can't say it.
Do it. I promise I won't tell nobody.
No, I can't say it.
I promise. This is the only day we talk about it.
I can't say it.
Man, you whack, bro.
Yeah, I can't say.
You whack.
It'll sound crazy. It'll sound crazy. Nah, I can't say it.
What is it, like Black Thunder or like?
Nah. The Texas Hammer. No, I'm not even from Texas. So,
we were talking. We were talking about the Drake video.
Yeah,
and it was me.
Well, you was talking about the Drake. Well, video.
We were in the chat. It was me and my cousins and my girl. Like we're, and I was like, he ain't got nothing on my Jim Adler. And my cousins were all grossed out. They're like, we could have not. Deal with that. I mean, obviously, you know, from Texas, there's an attorney.
Yes.
His name is Jim Adler. He calls himself the Texas Hammer.
They can look it up. They'll see.
Yeah. Anyway.
The Texas Hammer.
He's always screaming, too.
Man, he's super aggressive.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was actually pretty good, man. Why can't my...
Why'd you get so soft? Oh, man, it was pretty good, man.
I mean, you guys,
you took all the bass out your voice.
It was pretty good. You
what happened this weekend?
It was a good weekend.
What happened that took all the bass out your voice this weekend?
You know, I spent time with my baby girl, like always.
Okay.
But, you know, just kicked it, you know.
That's it?
Yeah.
When are you put her in sports?
Soon.
How old is she?
2 and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she got... Damn, she taught a shit for 2.
Yeah.
I thought she was like 7. God damn, I didn't realize she was 2. Yeah, I thought she was probably about 4 or 5 already.
Nah.
Damn.
2. About to turn 3.
Peace, bro. WNBA? You looking that way?
What I really would like, I really think that she's going to be a gymnast.
I can see that.
I really think that she's going to be a gymnast, like, the way that she likes to flip and jump and, I think she's going to be a gymnast.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So that was it. That's all the weekend that took the bass out your voice.
Yeah. You know, my baby girl, you know, has me
acting different.
Episode 234 brought to you by Cayman Jack. Appreciate y'all.
Whoa.
Cayman Jack.
Whoa. Cayman. We gotta get a pause. We gotta get that as like one of the presets.
I'll fix it.
Where it's like pause. Like we need that.
Cayman Jack. Sponsored, not sponsored, but brought to you by.
There you go.
Brought to you by. Sipping a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, they can sponsor.
That would be nice.
Holla at us.
Bumpinggums@gmail.com. BUMPINGUMZ.
Yes, sir.
But my weekend was great. So the boys won. We whooped ass, bro. It was like 43-21, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. I started putting in like the parents and shit. I didn't even know what to do anymore. And I didn't let my foot off the pedal this time. I was putting it to them, bro.
Never take your foot off
no
the
gas. No Vaseline.
That's right.
On these kids.
Let them have it. I ain't even, like, I'm just going right up. Let them motherfuckers have it. Let your players get their shit off.
Yeah.
And just, you know, let them get it all out.
This weekend's going to be great because we're playing against the number one team. Right now we're tied for number two.
Nice.
We're playing against the number one team. And they're beatable. We beat them before.
Okay.
It's just, I don't know what it is this season. It's like they just got the juice. They undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but we can whoop their ass. Like,
what do you think they do good that y'all have to?
It's nothing. We're beating ourselves. It's our fouls. It's our reaching. No defense, no boxing out. Like that last game, they had like six offensive rebounds on us.
Okay.
On the same fucking shot.
Okay.
So like we're not boxing out and no defense. Last couple weeks been hard on the defense.
Sound like y'all suck.
No, we don't. We're number two. We can't.
I mean,
we're number two out of three teams. Not just players.
Jesus. But no, the way that you're describing it sounds like y'all kind of suck.
No, we don't. We
don't play good defense. We can't rebound. We can't do this. Well, what do you do? For real.
Fuck you.
Hey, that's your description. Like, goddamn, what do you do?
It was that game, motherfucker. Like every game. It was that game. You just asked, what do they beat? Like, how they beat you?
No, I said, okay.
So that was that one game. Okay. Other than that, we do that.
You do that?
Yeah, we do that. But we're keeping it real simple. We're just going to go straight 2-3 the zone. No.
The zone?
2-3 zone.
Okay.
No fancy stuff. Just fundamental basketball this Saturday.
Okay.
Hopefully my bigs. I got my two bigs. Hopefully they can work that paint. I got my shooters.
Or you can always do a 2-1-2.
Mm-mm, we're not doing none of that. We've tried all that. Nope. Just keep it really simple.
Keep it simple, stupid.
What?
Keep it simple, stupid.
Oh, yeah. So that's what it is. We got a great show for y'all today. We're going to talk about the Grammys. Logic loses it. A man sentenced for 100 years.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. We're going to talk about that. Female deputy, corrections officer, however you want to call it. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. That's going to be on the menu. Mm-hmm. And a woman goes viral for something.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, sounds like a good show.
But it was a great weekend. Like, again, I don't get the Galentine thing. It's weird.
So, Galentine is...
I know what it is. Don't explain it to me.
No. I'm not explaining that. I'm saying that... Have you ever heard of... What's the one with the Thanksgiving? The Friends...
Friendsgiving.
It's not Friendsgiving. Whatever the shit is with the...
Friendsgiving, motherfucker.
I don't think that's what it's called. I don't think it's called Friendsgiving.
What would it be called?
It's something.
It's Friendsgiving.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this drink right in your face.
It definitely has something to do with your friends and Thanksgiving.
Motherfucker, Friendsgiving.
I don't think it's called Friendsgiving.
Well, I'm going to choke you right now. I'm going to dive on you.
I'm just telling you, I don't think that's what it's called. I could be wrong. I don't think that I am. But anyway, it's like that, but for Thanksgiving. I mean, but for Valentine's Day with the
all
girls.
All for nothing.
Yeah. It's like that for the girls on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. So I'm getting older. I've got some health checks ups.
Okay.
I'm doing great, bro. I'm excited. My blood results came back. I'm doing good. I have to do a fucking, what is it where they check the baby?
Sonogram?
Yeah, I had to do that on my heart. They did that.
Okay.
Just check that out. That was awkward. You ever done that?
I haven't had it checked like that.
That was awkward. Okay.
They put the the lube on you.
Bro, I walk in right away.
A lot of lube.
And it's cold. And you know my nipples are sensitive. So right away, boom, got hard. And now I'm sitting there awkward because I didn't know.
Hold on.
My nipples.
Hold on. Female nurse or male nurse?
It was a female nurse.
Okay.
So, you know, and I get nervous. You know what happens when I get nervous? I tell jokes. Like, because I try to make light.
Oh, I thought you was going to say you got a hard one.
I try to make jokes. So she's like, take off your shirt. And I was like, damn, not even taking me for dinner first. And,
right.
And she's like, she didn't like that. Her face like, shut up and lay down.
Like, motherfucker, this is like so original. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
So it's weird now, like, because I already made it awkward.
Right.
She puts the shit on, and I go, ah. And she's like, well, I was like, it was cold. Like, you didn't. She goes, you're the first one to complain about it. I'm like, damn, like, you just moody.
Can I get a new nurse? I mean, new doctor? Bro, like, what's your problem?
And then she gets that on me, like, she's shanking me, bro. She's, like, pushing it hard. I don't know if they have to do that or if I just pissed her off.
Right.
But she's like, lay on your left side. And I'm, like, learning. I'm like, so if you're doing my heart's on that. Why am I laying on my left side? And she's explaining it. She's like, shut up, basically.
Just take it.
Yeah. She's like, shut up and take it. She's putting the thing on me, and it's rough. And I'm like, damn. But then she's, like, fondling my titty and shit. And I'm like, do you have to use both hands? And, like, I'm asking so many questions because, like, I want to learn. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, like, I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, my nipple's hard, and it's only one. My other one's not hard, which is weird now. It's only the one she's fondling. And she has all that goo on me.
Right.
And then, like, it's just so fucking weird. Then she's done. She's like, okay, everything looks good. Heart looks good. Normal beats, everything like that. She tosses me a towel. She's like, wipe that off and meet me outside. Like, we just got done fucking.
Right.
Bro, like, I felt so awkward. So I'm sitting there wiping my titty off. Like,
right.
And I can't get this shit off. So, like, I'm getting more and more paper towels. She's like, how many paper towels are you going to use?
As many as I need.
Like, it was just, I don't know if I pissed her off or what. It was just an awkward situation.
Oh, man.
All around.
That sounds funny. That's some shit that I would love to just be just in the corner just watching.
Little fly on the wall.
Yeah, just watching. Like, yeah, get him. Get him.
I guess she had to hold the thing.
She was holding your titty?
With one hand and then holding the little ball thing, the controller with the other one.
Right.
And, like, squishing it. I'm like, God damn, like,
Did you feel her pinch at your nipple?
I feel like she flicked it one time. It was weird.
She was feeling you up.
So it was just, I didn't like it. And then I did a stress test. I had to ride the bike. I was looking like Debo up there, just
right.
Like, I with the mask on and everything. And
oh, they put the
whole shebang, bro. And I'm sitting there breathing.
Like Darth Vader?
Yeah. I looked at the guy, I was like, I'm your daddy. He's like, don't do that. I've heard that, son. Nobody was there was having it, bro. Like,
are y'all motherfuckers, like, did y'all have a bad night last night? Is this your husband?
Yeah, like.
Like, did you, like, come real fast last night or something? Like, what's going on?
Nobody was having it, bro. Damn. It was just awkward. And I think me making those jokes just made it more awkward. But that was my day yesterday. And we're here today.
Well, I'm glad that everything's going, you know, looking good.
I'm excited.
Your tests are good. Like, man, when you see that your vitals and all that shit is good, it's like,
you feel different.
Hell yeah. You start walking out different. You got your head and shoulders up.
Right.
You know, you just like, shit, I'm about to live for another 15, 20 years.
And as big as I am, I told my doctor, like, you sure? He goes, everything looks good. You're great. I was like, wow, okay. So I can go eat this box of chicken right now.
Right. Like, so I can go ahead and have a reward dinner for this?
Supersize that motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
I was excited, man.
I feel that. I like that. Like, the only thing that I've ever had a slight issue with is, like, my blood pressure. It's not high, but it's, like, bordering, like, where they always say, you know, we just need to, you know, keep looking at this and keep an eye on it. So, but other than that, like, shit.
She did say that about my heart. She goes, your heart got a lot of muscle. I'm like, that means I'm strong. She goes, no, opposite. I'm like, I don't get it. She goes, you know, like, when you work out, you build muscle. I'm like, yeah. She goes, the harder your heart works, it builds muscle, which is not good. It means your heart's working overtime.
Yeah, so harder than what it should.
Yeah, she goes, so you probably have high blood pressure. I was like, well, I've been tested twice and I don't. But see, I have anxiety. So, like when she was already making me nervous, like, she's fondling me and not taking me for dinner and not paying me or nothing.
Right.
And I have all this goo on my chest. Like, it's just weird. So, I'm already, my anxiety's way up there. My heart's going crazy. And I told her, I said, so what they usually have me do is calm down, like sit me down, like calm down. Then I'll test my heart pressure again. And it goes down.
Right. So I'm kind of the same way. Like whenever I get my vitals taken, I always have to make sure both feet flat and I'll close my eyes and just like really just like try to get zoned out. Like just sit there and close my eyes, kind of meditate and
what do you think about?
Get calm. Nothing.
Well, what's your pet name? We're opening up. Come on, I opened up to you. I told you about my titty. What's your pet name?
I don't have one.
Oh, you, man. Grammy Awards just happened. What was your take on the whole thing?
Man, well, you know, we've talked about this before, so it's not as a surprise. I told you that Killer Mike had the best album of the year,
yeah.
Rap album.
Nope.
Been told you that. And you know, everything that I thought kind of came to fruition on that.
But, I mean, is this so predictable now? Like,
not exactly. Because it's still more of a popularity contest.
It is. That's what I'm saying. I'm not feeling the Grammys.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he won. Congratulations to all the winners.
Yeah.
He got arrested, which was weird.
Yeah.
It was something, a little scuffle. Not a scuffle. It wasn't even that.
It wasn't even him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, so it was something with the security guard.
Right.
He tried to be slick or some shit, or somebody did try to get in, one of his peoples,
mm-hmm.
turned into a big old thing. Security guard gets hurt somehow. Not even nothing major.
Right.
And they.
But you arresting me on my big night. Find a motherfucker that.
But it was like, yeah, it's like they say, like T.I. says, like when you my entourage, you mess up, they're going to say T.I.
Right.
And it's like, same thing.
That's exactly it. But.
Like you know, go out there and mess up and then be like, Dirt and Damn did this and that. And I'm like, I wasn't even there. Kev is his own person.
Right.
And like, nope, Kev's under you.
No, Kev's not.
Yeah, Kev, see, Kev, you're Kev, very, you're,
no,
yeah.
No, Kev's
yes,
not.
No, yes.
This is Bumping Gums.
Starring Dirt.
No, starring me.
How are you the star?
Because everybody loves me.
And we've gone over this. We've gone.
Take a poll.
No, what?
You heard me. Take a goddamn poll and get your mind out of the goddamn gutter. Put that shit up on X.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. What was your other take from the Grammys? What would you?
Man, I think that, honestly, I think they got a lot of things right.
I'm so tired of Taylor Swift. Let's just get that out the way.
So I don't even care about that lanky, tall ass. Girl,
wow.
I don't care nothing about her.
Wow.
But what I will say, I think in the R&B department and stuff like that, I think they really got a lot of things right. Victoria Monet, which is one of my favorite new artists, R&B artists, she won like two or three Grammys. Coco Jones, which we also know as Hillary from Bel Air, she won a Grammy for one of her songs, I See You. It was a lot of people that had really good songs and records won, and I like to see that. SZA won for like Song of the Year or some shit like that with Snooze. So yeah, I think they did a pretty good job. I think that where they did fuck up at, but you know, again, popularity wise, I think that SZA should have won Album of the Year.
Wow.
Yeah, over Taylor.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That album, like, it's not for me exactly.
That's why I'm like, wow.
It's not for me, but I've listened to it. Yeah, I've listened to it a couple of times. And,
so why don't you like it? Why isn't it for you?
I don't like the sound. It kind of reminds me of like 80-ish, 90s, like 80s type music. And it's not, it's just not for me.
Interesting.
But I do know that it's a really good album. Like I said, I gave it like three or four listens and it's good, but I think that it's better than what won.
That's a great point, and I get what you're saying, but I'm not a fan of the Grammys. And
why's that?
Because it is a popularity contest. But how do you change that? Do you put the vote in the hands of the people?
Well, I think the problem is, I think more artists need to make sure that they are on the board or like on the committee or the board. And I've seen that
would be nice.
And I've seen a lot of artists talking about that as of late. So that's the biggest thing. The artists need to be on those committees and be a part of the decision making instead of just constantly complaining about who's winning awards and stuff like that, do something about it.
So Jay-Z actually had a very interesting, was he taking jabs?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
And just to clear it up, who was it? So he said, let me play real quick, and then I'll ask the question because I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Yes, sir.
We got a little snip.
Yeah, a little snippet.
A little snip. What?
Snippet.
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 Where you get the L from? It's a snippet.
It is.
You're
a snippet.
Snipping it.
Okay.
Do I tell you to cut the paper? I'm like, am I going to cut lit? No, you're cutting it.
I mean, there's a lot of lits though. You know, like a chicken cutlet.
What are you talking about?
You talking about lits?
Oh my God. All right.
Like, we getting lit.
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Yeah,
right,
I don't
now.
Know either. Just play the goddamn thing. Play the snippet.
I was nominated for the best rap album, and DMX had dropped two albums that year. They both were number one. Shout out to DMX. And he wasn't nominated at all.
Fact.
So I boycotted and I watched the Grammys. I'm just saying, we want y'all to get it right. We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. We want y'all to get it right. At least get it close to right. And obviously it's subjective. Y'all don't gotta clap at everything. Obviously it's obviously it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion based. But, you know, some things.
Right here,
you know,
is where I love it.
I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year.
Damn.
So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work.
The math ain't math.
Think about that.
Right.
The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work.
Right here, you got real.
You know, some of you going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed.
Double entendre.
Some of you don't belong in the category.
Shots.
Facts.
Shots fired.
So, all right. He said the most Grammys and not a number one album. What's he talking about?
Talking about Beyonce.
Okay. I thought so.
Yeah. She's got God knows how many wins. She's been up for nomination for Album of the Year. But never won Album of the Year.
That's crazy.
There's something in it. Like, how can you be nominated and win all these awards from said album, but somehow that album's not the best Album of the Year? Like, that shit makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. When did fucking Blue Ivy get so big?
Overnight.
Bro, I remember she was. I thought she was born last week.
Man, it's crazy. Like,
I remember
seeing these kids, like these celebrity kids that you may not we don't pay attention to them like that. But it's like these are some of our favorite.
What did she win a Grammy for? I don't even know.
Collaboration with her mom. With
wow, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's one of the last years, not this album that she just put out, but the last album.
You got Kanye's daughter rapping.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's like, I think she's like a teenager or some
shit. She's probably,
Yeah.
Like preteenish.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then you got T.I., so we're just talking about that. Which one? Not The Money.
The Money.
The Money.
Yeah.
I like that name.
Yeah.
If I ever have another kid, whoever you are out there, if I have a kid with you, our next kid's going to be called The Money.
The Money.
Yeah. But it's crazy these kids like is growing up like that.
Yeah, it's cool to see. It's just like even in, you know, other, you know, career fields, when you look at the basketball players, when you're seeing, you know, the guys that you used to cheer for, and now you're seeing
their kids
that are playing and that are good, and it's like,
you think LeBron will play with his son? I'm kind of rooting for that. I just want
to
see it.
I would love to see it happen because it would be a first in basketball. It would be a first in basketball.
What are we talking about?
Well, no, I'm just saying that it would be a first in basketball because Ken Griffey actually played with his father in baseball.
Yeah, but we're talking about we're talking about basketball.
I'm just saying that it's not the first time in sports that it's happened. So
just like with random facts, nobody said it was.
Look, I know shit. Sometimes I just be wanting to let it be known.
You like my wife, right? Like, I hate when y'all do that.
And sometimes I don't want people to be sitting there at home like, well, King Griffey plays with his father.
like dummy.
Right. Stupid. Like, no, motherfucker, I knew that shit too.
The fuck you talking about?
El Stupido. No.
Oh my God, bro. I'm crying. I can't even. All right. Logic breaks down. He's had daddy issues. All right. Was this genuine?
Shut
or
the fuck up.
Wow. No. Nah, no, you seem sorry. So bothered by it.
No. All right. So I've listened to Logic. I listened to Logic like probably about 5-6 years ago is when I kind of discovered Logic. And I remember him talking about his father and him, you know.
He mentioned multiple times, like just in his songs.
Yeah, he's you know, the same way that he, you know, but and yeah, let me just stick with that. So he's mentioned his father a lot and he's talked negatively about his father a lot. But then years, like a couple of years ago, I thought that they had kind of squashed things and they've been trying to work their way through what happened in his childhood. But it's like, dog, how the fuck can you how can you heal something if you keep on going right back to that same shit and keep on talking about it? Like at a certain point in time, if you say that you forgave, that you've forgiven this man for how he was towards you as a kid and not being there, like, goddamn, at a certain point in time, dog, you're a fucking grown ass man, dog.
But it still hurts, bro. Like, have some fucking feeling.
Dog, how long are you going to keep on crying about the same fucking thing, though? Like, you keep on putting me in front of all these fucking people talking shit about me like I ain't never been there for you. I'm been here, like, motherfucker, you've been tearing me down for the last fucking 5, 6, 7 years. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? You talking about me in your songs? Like,
you okay?
And I'm just sitting here, he's just sitting there just taking it in the face. You okay? Punches.
You okay.
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm fine.
You got it out?
I'm fine.
Feel better?
I feel good.
All right, breathe.
I am.
All right. You Logic Zaddy? Like, God damn, bro.
No. If I was Logic Zaddy, I would have put that little nigga over my knee. Like, God damn. I ain't going to keep, like, I'm not going to keep on, like, apologizing to you. Like, motherfucker, you knew that I was on drugs. We've talked about this shit. I wasn't in my right fucking mind. How many goddamn times are you going to just keep on taking me to the woodshed? Like, goddamn. Like, no, seriously.
I mean, I get you, but, like, you're taking it really personal.
No, it's not. I'm not taking it personal, but I'm just saying, like, dog, how many times are you going to make this man feel like shit for something that he already feels shit? He probably feels like shit knowing that that he was on drugs and shit like that. He's got a son that's made it, and you keep on talking about me and song. You keep on bringing this up. Keep on bringing this up. Like, dog, come on.
Maybe him and Eminem should get a song, like, together, because.
Man, for real.
But this is what it was.
Oh, this is the here we are. This is the, we're going to rejoice. So let me get it out. Because you're like me. We're the same. I know you love to talk. And I love to talk. And I've been talking and talking. So, but let me keep talking.
I hear you.
And let me just say, I was that little boy and you told me you would come and you promised. You know, I'm a man of my word today because you aren't. And you promised me. And I remember.
Stop making that face, bro. Stop making that face.
I'm just listening.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm listening. Like, when you remember that one thing, the video, you remember that video of the best cry ever where the dude was like, and I still love you. And the dude was like, man. That's what this shit reminds me of, dog. Like,
you're such an asshole.
Shut up, Logic.
All right, that's enough. Yeah. I feel bad for you, and I'm glad you got it out, Logic.
How many times do you have to get it out?
Maybe this is the last time. Maybe you just needed that face-to-face.
He's had it face-to-face.
You don't know.
Like, dog. So, what's going to be the difference when this shit happens a year from now, where he's got him on, parading him on some other podcast, talking about, when I was a little boy, you said that you was coming and you never came. Like, yeah, didn't we just talk about this?
Maybe he never came. He wouldn't be there.
Like, God damn, I'm here right now, motherfucker. Like, you want me to teach you how to ride a bike or something?
You're such an asshole.
Oh, for real, dog. You want me to?
Like, shut up! Shut up! Like, we're moving on. We're moving on, bro.
You want me to pat you on your back and tell you everything's going to be all right,
man?
Like, goddamn, man!
A man sentenced for 100 years for killing his coworker for eating his lunch. All right, what kind of lunch was it? Did they say?
I had the same question. That's the first thing that came to mind. Like, God damn, what did he kill him over? Like, what was
like, if it was a sandwich, like, come on. Like, but like
was it his favorite chicken parmesan?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it was grandma like made it and she died while making it or something like that, and like this is the last memory or something, like what if like I get it. But if it's over a sandwich, a bologna sandwich.
It could have been like you know, something that his girl made him. You know how chicks like making, what is it, chicken Alfredo or some shit like that.
I remember one time when I was Brandy, I was must have been a teenager. We're working at, I was starting a job at Walmart, and the ladies touring us around.
How
the
long
store.
Did you work?
It's like 3 months, and I got fired.
They fired you,
yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, I got fired. But the lady
was somebody shit there.
No. I was giving mad discounts, bro. I was giving us stuff like they almost pressed charges on me.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like,
oh, they let you run the numbers up.
Yeah.
They knew what was going on.
Oh yeah. And I didn't know that they have cameras like looking down and they're like, how much did you say? And as you scan it, I didn't know it pops up on their screen. I'm a teen. I didn't know none of this.
Damn.
I learned that day.
You learned today.
But, so she's showing us around the store. You made me forget where we're going. And we go into the break room. And she opens the fridge. She's like, this is where y'all put y'all stuff full of food. But she's like, what you don't want to do is you don't want to leave open drinks in here or drinks with straws. She starts pulling out like a can of soda, spits in it, gets a drink with a straw, spits all over it. Like she's spitting on everybody's food. And she's like, you don't want to do this because anybody could just come and do this. And she shuts the fridge. And we walk off and I'm like, I'm looking at the other person.
So are you not going to?
Yeah. And I'm like, did you not throw that away? Or I'm so lost. But it looked like the stuff was full. Like, so it looked like somebody's drinking stuff.
Right. Like, did you just have this waiting here for us to, you know, try to teach us a lesson? Or did
it was so awkward.
Food?
And then she's like, so what does that teach you? And I was like, not to trust you for number one. Like,
right.
Like, why would you do that? And we just walked off and like, and I was brand new. So like, I don't know if that was a test. Like, I'll just find out this kid's a snitch.
Let me call. I need to go to HR. Where's our HR department?
And we just walked off. We continued the tour like nothing.
Couldn't be me. Hey, so you going to throw that away or something? Right. Like, what's up?
Yeah, it was so awkward, but. That was, I guess, that was my first, one of my first.
That was
lessons.
Your initiation.
Yeah, initiation into to somebody's lunch.
To Walmart.
But yeah, I don't know what kind of 100 years is a little much.
You think so?
For killing somebody?
I mean, he didn't just kill somebody.
Tell me, there's not one coworker you want to put hands on.
Dog, when you kill somebody and it's first degree murder, and you plot for a couple of days. Like, it wasn't like he just went off into a blind rage.
Oh, that's what I thought.
No.
I thought he went in there like, someone bit my sandwich, motherfucker, and they just started choking him.
Nah. Oh. This motherfucker saw that, you know, found out who ate his food, and he sat on it for like 2 days. Ooh. And then was like,
oh, it had to be something good. It was something homemade. Nah, it was something homemade.
I really wish they would have said what it was. Like, you know, could have been like some jerk chicken or something
That's what I'm saying. There was some oxtails.
Woo! You know how expensive oxtail is?
I'd kill for oxtails.
You don't put the S on it. It's oxtail.
What? What is it multiple like?
Oxtail.
What?
You don't put an S on oxtail. What,
so what's for oxtail for plural?
Oxtail.
You lying.
How much you want to bet me?
I don't want to bet you.
It's the truth. You don't put an S on oxtails.
Okay, well, can you just continue the story?
I forgot what I was talking about. You fucked me up there. But anyway, you know, with expensive as fucking oxtails is, I can see somebody wanting to bust somebody's head to the white meat.
What? The white meat?
Yeah, to the white meat. You know, you ever gotten a cut and you see and it's real deep and you see the white meat. That's, you know, henceforth.
All right. He's full of fun facts today.
You know.
What would push you to the limit to put hands on a coworker? Is there a coworker right now that you would put hands on?
Luckily with my job and the way that it is, like, obviously I have coworkers, but I don't really see my coworkers.
Really?
Yeah.
I got 3 or 4 on my list. Bang,
what,
bang.
What would it take?
I don't know.
Just a bad night?
Yeah.
Michelle didn't let me sleep right. I'm fucking you up.
But one of them almost sick baby on. I almost did one time. Like, it got me there.
Get a girl.
There she is.
Get a girl. Sick her.
And I almost put baby on her one time. Like, I almost put like a hit on her.
Ooh.
I had to call it off, bro. I was like, you know what? Just let it be.
Like,
let her live, sweet pea.
Like, damn, I don't want to have to, you know, get my baby out of, you know, out of jail or nothing.
Yes. And baby was here. She was like ready to go.
Like, shit, that's what I love.
Yeah, man.
See?
She got the razor back. That's one thing I'll tell you right now.
She got the razor back.
That's the one thing I love about, like, just females in general. I've always loved a crazy hood female. Like, I think it was you that, like, actually made me realize that one time. We were out somewhere. We're out drinking. And I was like, yeah, she my type. You're like, I figured that. And I was like, what do you mean? You're like, because she look hood.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was you, right? Yeah. And I didn't realize. I was like, I like hood girls. You're like, that's all you go for.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
like what we like.
It is what it is. So, any job, any previous job?
Previous job, you know, there's you know, I would say not really not coworkers, but. Management?
Really? Yeah. Oh, let's get it juicy.
Management could have got shanked.
Let me ask, do I know?
Oh, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know. Could.
Don't talk about my manager like that. Fuck you. I'm going to tell him right now. I'm going to text him right now when we're done. Cam said this and that.
Right.
That's interesting.
That's funny.
Did he have a funny laugh?
Nah.
No? Oh, okay. We're talking about two different ones then.
Never heard him laugh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your little butt buddy.
Wow.
Bert and Ernie looking
motherfucker. No, fuck you. We spent the night together one time because we had to.
Because you wanted to.
No, we had to. All right, let's just clear the air. We went on a trip. Mm-hmm. It was a business trip. I didn't know the motherfucker got one room.
Yeah, he wanted to die.
But I made sure it was 2 beds. I say that much.
Nah, we just need a king. It's cool.
I mean, there's a lot of room between us.
You try to set up the little divider. Don't come across. I'm not that type of guy.
Why are you sleeping with a flashlight? He's not. So, okay. Females corrections deputy charged with having sex with an inmate. Is that a charge?
Why wouldn't it be?
Why would it be?
So you just letting the inmates fuck
you? You ain't never had sex at work?
Yeah, but.
So what? So you're saying that you should be charged?
Well, I'm not incarcerated.
But what does it matter? He's the customer.
No, he's not a customer. He's an inmate.
But he's like, you're serving him.
No.
Yeah.
He's an inmate. She is, you know, it's like when you work at a job and you know how they say that you had the no fraternizing type rules and stuff like that.
I've always demolished that first week on the job.
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
First week.
So if you have someone that's in upper management, you're not supposed to mess with the subordinates because, you know, obviously.
I've never followed that rule. I've gotten drunk with most of my managers. I've partied with most of my managers, HR people too. Co-workers, everything.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Why? I feel like it strengthens the workplace.
I mean, it can, but then all of a sudden, you know, if you got somebody that's like kind of conniving, then all of a sudden, that's right. Like,
you don't ever invite them. You find out who that is right away.
You got pictures taken and stored in your phone. Like, hey, look, we was out this night, and this motherfucker ain't shit.
I tell you right now. So we went out to drink recently, me and my team.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna say all who involved because I ain't like, but we shouldn't have phones out. I called it right away. Somebody tried to, like, I said, nah, put phones away. We ain't doing no phones. I have my people's back.
That's what's up.
And my people's, I'm not gonna say man, girl, whatever. My people's like, thank you. I'm like, nah, put phones away.
I'm coming next time. I'm gonna take pictures.
Nah, fuck you. But
say cheese, bitches.
So I tell my boss right now, the boss I have now. So he gets real, HR-ish.
Okay.
When something serious goes on. And I get it. But when it's me and you, and I know, like, I'm not in trouble, like, don't get so HR. Because, my anxiety kicks up.
Right.
So I tell him, I'm like, bro, just be real with me. Like, I'll respect you a lot more. And you'll probably get a lot more out of me if you just be real with me.
So you don't respect me then, Jeff? Is that what you're saying?
No. That's not what I'm saying. Why would you turn the tables?
I mean, you said that you would respect me more if I would do that. So... In what you're
don't,
saying,
don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
That you don't respect.
Don't be that guy. What I'm saying is, you don't have to be so uppity around me.
But what if that's how I am?
No, it's not. Because I know I've seen your Facebook. It's not.
I like to kick. I like to have a couple of drinks and let loose a little bit.
So since I've had that conversation with my boss, he's been way more cool. Like, he'll pull me aside, like, hey man, some motherfucker came and told me you did this and that. You're not in trouble, but I just have to bring it up. So if they ask, we talked, you good. And I'm like, appreciate that. Dap him up, and we done. And that's what I like.
You smack him on his ass?
Nah. No.
Y'all ain't that cool. Nah. Y'all ain't that cool.
Nah, we ain't sleeping in no room together. You asshole.
I'm just asking, you know what I'm saying?
So what has she been charged or, like, yeah, she's sentenced? Or?
She hasn't been sentenced yet. I mean...
You can. Why is it a charge? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, it's a charge because if you're having sex with somebody, then your judgment towards that person is cloudy. So you could have that person could have you all of a sudden start bringing in drugs and all different types of
shit.
But
if that didn't happen,
you're not supposed to have, like, it's a rule.
I don't
you're not
it.
Supposed to have sex
Why
with the inmates.
So mad? Like, so
I'm not getting
off.
I'm
so
not getting mad, but I'm just saying, like, dog, you can't have sex with the inmates.
And I why? Don't they have conjugal
visits?
Their own
punishment. Like, their own punishment.
Okay, let's just say you have X amount of inmates, ain't got no ass in years. They gonna be all wind up and all uppity and tight, like, shit gonna be all stressful, but you give them some ass to go around, they're going to be a lot more loose and like, all right.
No, they're not.
I tell you, lights out. Hey, you going to listen.
It don't matter. Like, the motherfucking lights is going out regardless. Regardless
I
if
just
you have
I still don't get it.
No. Well, I guess you're just not going to get it. It's no need for me to, like, you just can't do it. You can't do it. it's a rule.
Like you my dad. Do it. Right? Like,
you got shit to do?
Oh,
her name is Liliana?
Who's your Valentine's?
Then you buy them.
God
business.
Damn, for real? What are you buying for Valentine's? Are you buying a gift?
No.
I don't know what to get my girl.
Why don't you?
Cause I pay the bills. Lights is on, motherfucker. Like, happy Valentine's. You got somewhere to stay. Happy Valentine's. Like, I do. I handle mine. Like, I feel like she should give me something.
I mean, it's supposed to be, things are supposed to be reciprocated from both parties.
You know what she tell me what pissed me off the other day? We're trying to get a house. We're moving.
Okay.
We're trying to get a house. We've always had an apartment. upgrade, moving on up. Get a house.
George and Weezy.
Now she want to tell me, like, now you can do the grass like the man's supposed to do. I said, hold up. All right. She goes, yeah. I was like, no, I don't got a problem with that. You right. She goes, I know I'm right. I said, you 100% right. She goes, and take out the trash. Take the trash out like a man's supposed to do. I said, you, again, hey, you hitting the, you two for two.
I got it.
Yeah.
I can do that.
All day. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to do no more. Wash some damn dishes. That's what a woman's supposed to do. Wash the damn clothes and put the clothes up because that's what a woman's supposed to do. And she's like, no, that's what we do.
No, that's what you do.
We almost had a full-blown argument. Why is it that the man has to mow the grass, take out the trash?
Pay the bills and all this other shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got to clean that tub. And now I'm talking about the woman's work.
Mm-hmm.
Clean, dishes. Mm-hmm. And now that's we. No. Oh, we in a relationship. Motherfucker, I'll take care of the front, you take care of the back then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mow you weed.
I'll go ahead and pass this motherfucking lawnmower off to you. Once I cut the grass, you go ahead and rake up the motherfucking, bag that shit up. Yeah. Like, shit.
Have you out there like Trey when the leaves are falling?
Right. Teamwork.
So, I just don't get how it went from me, like, to you do the man shit to we.
Right.
And like, I promise we almost argued. And I had to stop it. I had to be the bigger man because she ain't. She childish. She ain't going to admit it. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I'll take care of that.
I'm going to take care of you too. Choke your ass out.
But like, I just didn't get it. But
I mean, you know, women really want to be catered to.
No shit. So I already know what I'm getting her for Valentine's. I'm getting her some Tide, some top-notch laundry detergent, some new scrub brushes for the sink, take care of them dishes, something to make her job a little easier. No, okay, why is that bad? But if she were to buy me a nice lawnmower, how excited would you be?
I wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be? I would. I'd be like, oh, this is badass.
Nah. Like, there's certain shit that I don't think is a gift. Like, so, excuse me. You know, like, even though I might cook a little bit, I don't think that cooking utensils and stuff like that, I don't think that's like really a gift.
Or like, what about pans and stuff?
I don't think that's a gift.
Really?
Yeah, like, because dog, if you're getting a gift that's for me, the gift should be for me. If you buy the person something that they can use in the kitchen or whatever, That gift isn't just for that person because they're not going to just write their name on it. It's like, that's only for me to use. Like,
she did because I bought her some badass cookware, some ninja shit, like the a little 5-piece set with like $800.
Mm-hmm.
And when we had split up, she was moving out. She took them shits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was I supposed to cook on? She's like, I don't care.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of want that shit that Gordon Ramsay, the Hex Line shit.
Them shits are expensive, though.
They are expensive. I looked it up. But I kind of want one.
Mm-hmm. You can, like, piece it up? Start with, like, a lid, and then, like, next month you buy the pot? Or...
Right. Hold on. I'll put that shit on layaway or something, right?
Look at that grilled cheese just stick right now. You're like, I can't wait till next month.
Right. Like, shit. Wait until I get the pan. Shit's gonna be dope.
Start off with a little 8-inch pan and work your way up.
Hell yeah.
That shit's get expensive.
But they look dope.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna get. She wants that, but she's dumb. Because I just got the fucking ninja shit that she don't even take care of.
Fuck no.
She puts them in the dishwasher and everything. Like, no, you don't know how to take care of shit.
Oh man. Yeah, I hate when motherfuckers don't know how to use shit and then you send them like a YouTube, like, you know, just dropping hints. Like, hey, this is how you're supposed to use this.
I pissed her off the other day. So we share an Amazon account.
Uh-huh.
And she always be pushing the cart, just let it sit there. Sit there, sit there, sit there. Every once in a while when I go in there, like, I'll just, oh, fuck it, she has one or two things. I'll go ahead and
just clear it out.
Just take it out. Just fuck it. Add it to my own. She had like 5 things up there.
Mm-hmm.
I put save for later on all of them. I ordered my shit. Package came in. She saw the package. She go, you got a delivery to come in tomorrow? I'm like, yeah. Just that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I needed. Oh. okay. I was like, I already know. I'm like, did you need something? Well, yeah, everything in the cart. Like, I'm like, why didn't you buy it? Speechless.
Right.
And it was like, now I'm the bad guy.
Like, no, motherfucker. Like, it ain't for me to buy everything.
So I'm gonna start picking out drills and shit, just leaving it in the cart.
Uh-huh.
Like, just manly shit. Just leave it in the cart and see what she does. Right. I need some screwdrivers. See what she does. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we're gonna do for Valentine's. We'll probably go out and eat. We don't buy each other gifts no more. Go out and eat. I think that's what we do.
Now, when you say go out and eat, are we talking, you know, are we talking about $1 sign, $2 sign, probably three,
like a two,
four?
$2 or $3 sign.
Okay.
We're gonna go to the seafood spot we've been wanting to go to. It's about a $2 or $3 right there.
What's that?
Mamba.
Oh, Mambo.
Yeah.
Right on the, okay.
Right there, we go check that out.
That's like a one.
Is it a one?
Maybe a two.
I think it's like a $2 or $3.
I think it's like a one or a two.
A one's like Long John Silver.
It ain't expensive.
Isn't it?
Nah.
I thought it was a little uppity.
Nah, it's kind of like Sea Island or some shit like that.
Fuck, how much money you made? Because Sea Island expensive.
Oh. My bad.
Just like, fuck me, right? Woman goes viral for sending... All right. Woman tell you she hungry. Y'all talking? Y'all dating?
Yeah, we say
y'all
say
got a little something going on.
We dating.
Y'all got a little something going on. Kevy Bear. Kevy Bear.
No, Kevy Bear.
I'm just so hungry right now.
What you want to eat?
I want a salad.
All right, I got you.
Cha-ching, $15. I send that back talking about... I said a salad, motherfucker, not a sample.
Right.
How mad are you?
Oh, I'm livid.
Over that? I get it, but like...
Dog, if I, out of the kindness of my heart, I ask you, you know, we're texting back and forth. You at work, but whatever. You say that you want a salad. And me in my head, shit.
A kindness of your heart.
Kindness of my heart.
You don't have to.
I don't have to.
We ain't even Netflix and chill yet.
Yeah. Well, nah, we Netflix and chill.
For me to send 15.
Right. For me to be sending you money, we the Netflix and chill, goddamn it. But anyway, I send you $15. $15 in San Antonio.
Get you a few tacos.
We'll get it done.
Your hands like that.
It will get it done. Like,
I mean, $15 a lot of places will get something.
It'll get you a goddamn salad. Yeah. Like, where the fuck are you getting your salad from? Really? Are you trying to get it from... I think $15 will get you a salad at, like, Texas Roadhouse.
Right. It's good. It's a good amount.
And it's lunch. So you get the lunch portion. You know what I'm saying?
Break down the menu.
Hey.
Get a couple rolls.
Yeah. Get you some motherfucking, what is it, the cinnamon butter? Hey, shit.
Was that your nickname?
No.
That's your pet name?
No.
Because when you had a look.
No.
You had a look.
Nope.
I would call you cinnamon butter.
Nah, not at all.
What's your pet name?
I can't tell you.
Why?
I can't tell you.
Oh, man.
Can't tell you.
$15 though. Yeah. I'll be insulted.
Yeah. And she send it, the insult is you sending it back to me. Like I need the motherfucking money. Like, motherfucker, I was trying to help you out.
You only sent me $15.
Like, keep that. Like, okay, I'm going to keep something else, too. I'm going to keep my number from out of yours. You ain't going to have to worry about hearing from me. Like, what? What are we talking about? And like that, we out.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her. Dirty J. presents.